Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Vulgar Burrito. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
This is episode 12, which is going to be our recap show, a little bit of what we've done from the beginning, where we're at now, and some more announcements. First, I want to thank Mike for toughing it out. You came down with a little cold this week.
Yeah. At the end of the week, about Thursday night, I started feeling like I was getting sick, and I text you and I let you know. I'm like, I don't know how bad it's going to get, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
luckily, it didn't hit you too hard.
No, at least not. I think my worst day was probably Friday, and yesterday was a little rough in the morning. Yeah. But
so if we get some sniffles from you or a sneeze or a cough or something, we're not going to hold it against you.
No.
We're just happy that you're here. I'm sure the fans are thankful that you toughed it out.
And I'm thankful they're listening to me sick.
Yeah. I prepared myself. I took some vitamin C. I did a Zicam before you get over here. When you leave, I'm going to shower and get all these. I basically am wearing a full body condom for your verbal intercourse right now. That's what I'm doing. I'm prepared.
I'm glad you're prepared.
Yeah.
I was wondering why my microphone is covered in plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, is that a condom? Yeah, it's. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. I found one that fits me, so that way it fits over the mic and stand and desk if need be.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, as a parent, when you have kids, and especially when they start going to school,
mm-hmm.
they pick up something, they bring it home. And
everybody gets it.
Yeah, and I was helping my youngest, my four-year-old, out of the bathtub on Monday, and he coughed in my face. He had it, and he coughed in my face as I was drying him off, and I told my wife, I'm like, yep, in about 3 days, I'm going to have this cold.
Yep.
It's like 2 or 3 day incubation period for colds.
Yeah.
So I knew after that.
Knew like, you were doomed.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what made me feel a little better was the news we got Saturday evening.
Ooh. And what news was that, Mike?
We are officially part of the iHeartRadio family.
Boom. I like it.
Podcast family.
Yeah. They were not quick on their decision. Let's start there. But we're thankful that they reviewed it, checked it out, and approved us. So
yeah,
we are there now. We can be found there. That's awesome news.
You know, Anchor helps you out a lot in terms of trying to distribute your podcast all over the place.
Yeah.
iHeart was one we had to
do ourselves.
So,
right.
You know, you didn't really have like the backing of Anchor to push for you to
right.
be on there. So.
And you're not always approved. They do
yeah.
have to scan it and listen to it and mm-hmm. all that stuff. And we had the appropriate rankings on there as far as explicit and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So along with that, we have another celebrity guest, which is awesome. And this one's for the ladies. If anybody's a fan of the show The Bachelor or Bachelorette, we have confirmed that we will have another celebrity guest from that show who was the winner of season 4, Jesse Sinsek.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, and the show he was on, I had a huge crush on Deanna Pappas, and she was the Bachelorette, and she picked Jesse. And so it's going to be kind of cool. I'm you know, to interview him and see maybe some behind-the-scenes stuff. Maybe yeah. if anybody wants to send in some questions for him, we'd love to.
Yeah, we'd
you
love
know,
to hear what.
If they're not inappropriate. I know that coming from a show called the Vulgar Burrito podcast.
Yeah, we are all about inappropriate.
Yeah, but you still have to respect
you
somebody.
You have to respect somebody. Yeah.
yeah and their privacy and mm-hmm. anything. Of course, you know, I'm sure he's under contract with a show, too, where he can't reveal certain things because that could spoil.
How long do you think that lasts? Like, what's the statute of limitations on something like that?
I don't know. It might be like a 10-year agreement. We might be okay. Secrets are revealed. We might be the first show to reveal secrets. But,
Ooh. Yeah,
I'm not going to count on that, though.
No, me either.
Yeah, but it'll be fun. We'll see what happens there. So, yeah, two celebrity guests already in 2020. So we'll get there when we get there, I guess. But
yeah.
We are working on that right now, and hopefully it's going to be some pretty cool shows. Speaking of how I said Vulgar Burrito podcast, I know when we first started, so this is going to be kind of the recap thing. When we first started, you know, we read a lot of things and, you know, how do you start a podcast and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we read was, you know, there's no need to throw podcast on the end of it because people know you're a podcast based on when they go to that site to, you know, find it.
Mm-hmm.
But I disagree. And you made the right move of adding podcast
to
the
end of our Facebook page, yeah.
Because I feel like when we hashtag podcast or podcasts, if you just come up with something that says the Vulgar Burrito, they may not see the logo because it's smaller than, mm-hmm. you know, usual. But Yeah, I think it's okay to throw that little tag word in there for people to search, you know, because we've talked about before, if it's a vulgar burrito, they may not think it's a podcast. They may think it's some kind of, mm-hmm. oh man, we're going to have some weird recipes for burritos.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here we go, Gerald. Put the cat down.
Put the cat down.
They're going to be talking about burritos finally. Oh my God, this is what we've waited 12 episodes for.
Put muffins down. It's time to hear about some chimichangas and burritos.
Meow. Muffins making biscuits on your belly. Put them down. Come on. Get over here, Gerald. Ew, this one's going to be exciting. I can already tell.
Grab the notebook. We's going to take some notes.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, they better not just leave it at chimichangas either. There better be a whole slew of recipes. I want to know how to make that special vulgar burrito you all have been talking about this whole time.
That's our go-to. We don't know what that guy's name is. Just chimichanga guy.
Yeah, he just says.
But I love that my go-to is Gerald.
Gerald, yeah.
I don't know why I came up with Gerald, but I like it.
I like it too. It's perfect, I think.
Yeah. His name's probably Jerry, but he goes by Gerald.
Or Jer.
Yeah. He goes
Jer for short, but for his buddies. But
call me Jer Bear.
Jer Bear.
Give me the Jer Bear stare.
Yeah, so we like those guys.
Tortillas.
Still waiting on them recipes.
Still waiting on them recipes. 12 episodes in, they finally get into it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we thought it wouldn't cause confusion, but we're thinking it does. And we're not going to mess around with that anymore. So now it is the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. And then to simplify things with our merchandise store, we had about, what, 8 designs on there? 8 or 9 designs.
Yeah, a lot were kind of...
Alternate
designs that you had come up with for our logo.
And they look, I mean, they looked good.
They were cool.
Yeah, they were cool. And then, but I think as far as promoting ourselves with us just starting, we're trying to get our logo out there. Mm-hmm. So to have all these different representations of our logo is just confusing. Mm-hmm. So we kind of talked about it and said, let's back this off and just stick with our regular logo.
Yeah.
So now if you go to our merchandise store, everything is just our main logo. Mm-hmm. And we've even... tweaked it a little bit where we ordered some stuff. I ordered one of the cheaper shirts where it was like $15. Ordered it, and after one wash, the collar was already like wrinkled up and looked like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah, they'll get that for yous.
Quasimodo.
Yeah, old Quasi.
Did he just say quesadillas? No,
I think they pronounced queso wrong.
He said quasi. That's just quasi right. I don't.
Quasi right.
So anyway, so we simplified that. We've taken off the cheap stuff.
Yeah.
So now, yes, it is premium stuff. You will pay $4 or $5 more, but it's quality stuff. Mm-hmm. Mike just ordered a baseball shirt, and I just ordered a workout shirt, and the quality is excellent.
Yeah, much better.
So
I'm glad you tested that.
Yeah. Yeah, it would suck.
I would have hated for somebody to order that shirt.
Definitely. And you know what? They'd blame us, and it's really not us. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, who provides our merchandise. So, mm-hmm. You know, we'll take the blame, though.
Actually, I work all night long putting those shirts together with my bare hands.
There you go. The whole process. In a sweatshop.
With some Cambodians.
I pay him 32 cents an hour.
Cambodian sweatshop.
Yep. So I do see a huge improvement with our shows.
Yeah,
I think
for sure.
And what's cool is stuff like this is like where we really didn't have anything planned today. You know, with you getting sick through the week, you know, we're trying not to bother each other too much, or I was trying not to bother you.
Yeah.
But
although you did come over, you did drop a care package off, which
I thought
was really cool.
I wanted you to
and helped a little bit too.
Yeah. Hey, that's what friends are for, right? We needed this to happen.
Yeah.
So we
actually have had a good past couple weeks. Our views on our Facebook page have really been popping as of late.
I think we have since last time. Now, I know these kind of numbers may not seem that great to people. I mean, listen, I could go on YouTube and flash my nits and have 10,000 followers in a week. Mm-hmm. But we're two old dudes. Nobody really gives a damn.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're working hard and we're promoting this thing, and in the last week. I think we had over 100 new likes, which is pretty big for you know, a small-time little podcast that we're starting to get going.
Yeah, we're just a couple nobodies. I mean, it's a difference when you already have a following and you start doing a podcast.
Yeah.
But us, we're just a couple regular guys who decided to do a podcast.
We're going to build this thing up. We ain't backing down from a challenge or...
Nope.
We're going to keep going. Think people are getting some enjoyment out of it. We're, you know...
I feel like it, yeah. And we must be doing something right because, I mean, being added to the iHeart
radio. And celebrities agreeing to be on here. I mean, we had one that turned us down.
We get it. Like, I get why she turned us down.
Yeah.
We're a little... Like, we cater to people with open sense of humors who don't mind some vulgarity.
Yeah.
You know, and see it for what it is. It's jokes and sense of humor.
And not all the time either.
But, you know, if you're offended by that or you feel like that's going to hurt your character.
Sure, we don't want you on the show anyway.
Yeah, then right? You're not the type of person we want on the show anyway.
We
want
to have fun. We're not going to, you know, ask any crazy questions that are going to make you, you know, put you in a spot of, oh, this is going to jeopardize my my stardom or fate, you know.
Yeah.
We would never do that to somebody. No. We're definitely respectful. And, you know, we've even talked about this. So while we're preparing for our two celebrity guests, we're actually putting questions together to send them first, to let them choose what they're okay being asked.
Yeah, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah, and, you know, that way we don't cross the line or have them put them in an awkward spot.
Yeah, we don't want to have one of those interviews where you ask a question.
And they get up
person,
and leave.
Yeah, they get mad and they just leave, like I've seen happen several times.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not that kind of vulgar show. Was that the first show?
I mean, we are, but we don't need
vulgar. we're not that kind of vulgar show.
We are not that kind of vulgar show.
It's only they put to pubics.
your French chef is definitely much better than mine.
The pubic gal. We talk about the pubic gal and the chowdell. Sprinkle the pubic gal in the chowdell.
Gerald.
But do not
guess
eat it.
What recipe's got
going
on?
Write that down.
Hurry up, pubic hair in the chowder.
But do not eat it, it is a garnish.
What if I choke on the pubes?
Don't eat it, it is a garnish.
And that's all right. Gerald keeps him trimmed to a healthy one quarter inch. Just about an eighth inch nap.
I use a Flobee.
Flobee?
A Flobee on my man bush.
It's just an even landing strip.
I give myself a little baby Hitler.
B4789, we got you landing right here. That's right, you got me landing right in the middle there.
Wave me in.
I'm coming in hot. Y'all better clear that runway.
Landing gear's down.
Oh, it's going to be a smooth Oh, nope. Little turbulence there. Y'all better open up those hatches.
That would be the penis would be the tower.
Run by Dick. Dick. Right before he, on the side, he mixes down our shows and he's our air traffic Dick. Control.
Air traffic control.
B47, Gerald. We got you coming in hot. Chimichanga Airlines.
Airlines, Chimichanga.
Welcome to Chimichanga Airlines. I'm your captain.
I'm your Captain Gerald.
We need a name for that other guy. So we can have a I don't know.
Let's come up with a good name.
Yeah. We'll let other people. Let's let the people who listen let them choose. What is the other guy's name? Just so
other
we can
two made up male characters who I've just determined are clearly homosexual.
Wait, I don't know where you're getting that from. I don't sense anything in their tone.
Originally, I pictured them as an old couple, but yeah.
Yeah, I think the way the show is progressing has been nice. We're trying to keep them shorter now. We realize, I mean, just from studying, I've listened to some podcasts. Shout out to Paul at my work. He's got his podcast, and I listen to it. But I did realize, like, you know, his are about where ours were, where they were like 50 minutes. And I found myself around the 20, 25 minute range where I'm like, okay, you know, I could see why people would be like, all right, I'll listen to this another time and then maybe not go back to it or something like that. But Paul's definitely a funny dude. Maybe we get a get a little guest spot on here. But
I'm all about having funny people on our show. So
yeah.
For sure.
And if he's not, no, he will be.
Then we'll find him. We'll find him and we'll kick his ass.
Was mine even? Oh, no. Macho Man is not good with a cold. We've just determined that.
Oof.
What about Hogan? Can you do Hogan on a cold?
Well, you know something, brother.
I'm about to cough.
Actually, no, that one's not as bad.
Good. It's just the Macho Man.
Macho Man, yeah, because it's more, you know.
Yeah, nasally and down on your throat.
Yeah. Like phlegmy.
Oh, boy, down in the throats.
Oh, this is the best episode yet.
Oh, my God, I'm tuning in every week.
I am rock hard.
Oh, man.
Percival.
Percy.
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 So, yeah, I think we have a good vision moving forward, and we're going to try to stick to it.
I'm sure once in a while we'll do an episode that's a little...
Yeah, it just depends on what it is and if it's flowing.
And how good we feel like it was.
Yeah. At the end of the day, they get edited down, and we try to cut them down as much as possible. But, you know, if they are...
Without jeopardizing, obviously, the quality of the show.
Yeah, and if it is a 52-minute-long show, you know that we've edited it down to the top-of-the-line segments.
Yeah.
To us.
Tip Tops. Our YouTube page is something I'm excited about going forward to.
We ran into a little snafu last week where we've been having nothing but computer issues. It's kind of, we found ways around it. We're like rigging the system.
Mm-hmm.
But last week we had a shoot in 360p.
Yeah.
Like Commodore 64.
We were 8-bit.
Yeah, we were 8-bit last week. But we found a way around it. The qualities didn't look that bad, but it was the only way we could get around the computer problems. And this week we kind of had them as well, but we're getting through it. And I think we're okay camera-wise. So, yeah, the YouTube is going to start becoming a regular thing.
Yeah, start expecting some content on there. It's taken a little bit for me to get comfortable with the camera stuff, but the more we do it, the more comfortable I'm getting.
Yeah, it's all new for you. And, you know, luckily I've done it in the past, so it's that. Plus, I tend to make an ass of myself every chance I get. So you got to look at how many people are out there doing this right now. And, you know, we're just a drop in the hat.
Yeah.
The people that aren't doing it, I mean, they really can't really say much about, like, oh, man, look at them fools on there. It's like, you know, we're putting ourselves out there, man. I mean, it's that's scary to begin with.
It is, especially, I mean, I have social anxiety.
Right.
So doing this podcast has kind of helped with that.
Yeah, a little bit of therapy.
It's been very therapeutic.
Yep.
But putting yourself on camera and talking is kind of different, but it's I think it's helped.
Yeah. And I don't think, I mean, you got to figure after a couple shots of it, it's really not as bad as you probably thought, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Plus, there's always that magic edit.
There is.
Like the...
There's one you can do where I lose like 40 pounds. That'd be great.
I said I can edit. I'm not a magician, Mike. But speaking of weight, I mean, we're both kicking butt with the New Year's resolutions. We said we'd do that, and you're what'd you say, down 15?
Yeah, as of recording, I'm down 15 pounds.
Nice. So. I was at 11 on the last weigh-in, but I checked a couple days ago. I'm really not supposed to weigh in, but I did. So I was down 13. So I'm hoping within these next 2 days I get down to 15, so we're kind of, you know, neck and neck.
We're nailing it right now.
So, yeah, hopefully everybody's doing the same and sticking with their New Year's resolution. If you gave up, hey, it's a common thing. Yeah. You know, it's what we do. We make promises and fall through. But we will not fall through on this.
No.
No. As Mike toughs it out with his cold. Let me throw this scenario at you. You had a cold this week.
Yeah.
So, you know, you kind of experienced what Danielle went through with birth. Giving birth to your two kids. Mm. I mean, it's almost, yours is probably a little more intense and probably put you down a little bit more, but
yeah,
you kind of got to experience what she might have felt that day.
I would have to venture to say so, yeah. You know, she pushed those kids out with no problem.
And you're banging this cold out with no problem.
But me, this cold has really put me down.
Yeah. Yep, it does. And... I think it's a fair assessment to say that those two things are basically the same thing.
Just about.
Yeah.
Same ballpark. Well, isn't it? Hasn't it been scientifically determined that colds, men handle colds much worse than women? Like, isn't it? Doesn't it affect men worse than it does women?
I'm going to go ahead and say yes. Even without researching or looking that up.
Yeah. We don't have the budget for a researcher on the show.
Isaac, can you look online and research? We don't have a guy. Never mind.
That's a vacuum cleaner, Dave.
All right. So the last thing on this episode that we want to put out there is, first of all, we want to give a quick shout out to Chris DeMore, Ryan Schroeder, Steve Lesko, Mike Hess from My Work.
Shane Hedrick from My Work.
Yeah. So these guys went to our Facebook page, went to our community tab, and the little spot where it says invite friends, they went there, hit select all, and hit send. And that really helped us. I mean, mm-hmm. we would love for more people to do that. I know, you know, if there are certain people on your friends list that you, like, they would not be into this, or mm-hmm. I don't want to promote, just go in and unclick them. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
You know, it helps us out. We really appreciate it. We'll definitely give you a shout out. Share our page on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It all helps. And we, you know, we really appreciate it. So now we get to the part of the show we call the wrap-up.
Wrap it up?
So today was a recap of basically where we started and where we are now. The announcement of the iHeartRadio edition of us.
The merch store updated. We made sure that the shirts on there are good quality. Everything on there is good quality now. So buy some. If you want.
So Valentine's Day is coming up. What a way to wow your sweetheart with a Vulgar Burrito podcast t-shirt.
Yep.
But we'd appreciate it.
I'm going to get one for my wife.
Do
and
it.
Then I'll be sleeping at your house, Dave.
The announcement of another celebrity guest, Jesse Sinsek, from season 4 of The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
The winner.
Yeah, the winner.
And we still are going to have Louis Vito. Olympic snowboarder, Dancing with the Stars. So we'll have him on as well.
Big things coming from the Vulgar Burrito.
2020 is the year, my friends.
The year of the burrito.
So stay with us, stay tuned, and we really appreciate you guys supporting us. So with that, this is the Vulgar Burrito. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
Catch you guys next episode.
Peace.
Out.